This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's a clip of Hillary Clinton. She doesn't think superdelegate system is inappropriate. Here she is trying to confuse the viewers of MSNBC.
To be clear on this issue of superdelegates versus delegates, the Republican Party really wishes they had superdelegates right now because they'd love to have some manifestation of the establishment worries about their front runner that they could throw a big part of the nominating process back basically to the party and take it away from the voters. Do you make a distinction between the different kinds of delegates that the Democrats have? I mean, are superdelegates an inappropriate thing in terms of the process, that there are these party leaders and elected officials who can make such a big difference?
Well, I have more popular votes, and I have more pledged delegates, and we have a system in our party that was set up before I decided to run.
That's enough. Man, I should have played that earlier and played that all day. Maybe Anthony will play it again coming up, and he'll continue with your calls. We'll take a few right now, but they didn't change it till the 70s. They didn't dare try it till now. There is a popular vote. It's under state law. People think they're voting. It's going to be counted. There is real fraud here. This is false advertising. You cheated early on when you were losing to steal the delegates, to then say you were ahead, to swing people to now vote for you. And so to see Maddow going, hey, is this kind of weird? You know, the party officials have so much power and change votes. And then Hillary just acts like, hey, it's not me. I mean, wow. That's how you come home and somebody's kidnapping your five-year-old and you're like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just taking them to, you know, McDonald's with me. And you got your hand, you know, over their mouth and everything. It's just crazy. They open the kid up and there's, you know, the truck up or the van up and there's other tied up kids inside. They're like, never mind them. They're happy too. Let's go to Caesar in Mexico. Let's go to Mexico. Caesar, go ahead.
Hey there, Alex Jones, first time caller. Been hearing you for about 8 years. It's an honor to be on the show.
I have honor to talk to you, Caesar.
Thank you so much. I have 2 points. I want to be as brief as possible. I'm living in Mexico. I've been here about 10 years now almost. And I grew up in the United States, as a matter of fact. And I'm right now pursuing a career here in Mexico. But what I want to get at is I have been seeing how the NWO agenda has been infiltrating Mexico. There are 2 points real fast. One is, in May 25th of this year, they want to try to pass a law which prohibits or limits the freedom of religious organizations in the aspect of, like, evangelizing, you know, like propaganda in religious organizations. So they're trying to pass a law in the House of Senate in the state of Mexico. And they're saying that, you know, religious organizations have to stop being so insistent when it comes to, quote-unquote, evangelizing.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the UN deal, part of the World Council of Churches. I was aware that was going on. I didn't know that it was in the federal Senate of Mexico, or is this a state trying to do it?
No, it's actually the federal. Yeah, because here we're in the...
Wow, wow, that's a big story, because that's happening all over the world, and I bet money I know which organization's behind that. The old Pope wants to shut down his competition. Amazing. And so tell us the name of it or a news headline, because I want to look this up and cover it.
I don't have it on right now, but I can give you it in a moment. I don't have it. It's in my tablet.
Sure. That's going on all over the place. We'll look into it. What was the other point?
Yeah. Another point is this. It's amazing. Remember when Pope Ratzinger was Pope? He came here approximately, I don't remember. Time just goes by so fast, I don't remember. It was like 5 years ago or something. Pope Ratzinger came 4 years ago, maybe. He came to visit one of the big cities here in Mexico. And this is crazy. I have a client where I work. He's a lawyer, and he teaches law. He gave me an inside scoop. He writes articles for a local newspaper, and he explained to me, you know, in private. He said, you know what? The Pope, he's trying, in his visit here, he's trying to push a law and to get in, you know, to get in accordance with the government leaders here to make a tithe. Look at this, a tax an extra tax for all the citizens here in Mexico, and that tax would go as a tithe or an offering to the Vatican Church, and I couldn't believe it. But thankfully, they didn't pass it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what the Catholic Church used to do. All those countries had to pay that. You also had to give the Pope personally money, or he wouldn't get your family out of purgatory. Amazing. Yeah, no, I'm actually aware of that. Although, I mean, this Pope is one of the richest guys in the world. He's amazing.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
You're investing in your health and supporting the info war when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Robert Plant, baby.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, before I was married, I sometimes had long-distance relationships, girlfriends in Dallas, you name it, Houston. And it was something about that long drive to go meet the woman. Especially as it got dark, the lights, the song just describes it. It just builds on it. That relationship is so special. That's why they're attacking families, attacking the very species. The globalists might as well be aliens from deep space. They hate us that much. They are literally here to override our culture. I didn't get to this. Anthony Gucciardi is the political correctness. University of North Carolina diversity workshop brands Band-Aids as white privilege. Okay, just make everything racist except the globalist stealing all of our basic liberties and freedom. He's going to go to your calls, too. Jasmine in California, Trump supporter. We're going to go to Luke in Tennessee, Democrat voting for Trump. James in Texas, new vitamin supplement ideas. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Anthony is taking over. But CJ walked in and said, hey, you never played the video you've been promoting. And I forget the exact title. Meet the Dumb Butts. Says something else, but that hate Trump. If you're a radio listener, it's pretty powerful, but I kind of need to narrate it. For TV viewers, you can obviously see this. These people, I don't put them down to feel good about myself. They're scary dumb. They're like, Saudi Arabia is executing people that are gay. Well, it's wrong. They should execute everyone. They didn't even understand, because it's always about equality, equality. Like, chop your legs off if somebody else is in a wheelchair. It's like, can't say mother and father because somebody else doesn't have a mother and father. It's, well, I don't know, not all the Saudis are like that. The point is, they're totalitarian, not Donald Trump. So that's what we're getting at. And so I want to play this clip. There's a bunch of others. We've got Rob Dew, and we got Travis at night, and Michael Zimmerman out there on the road following the people attacking Trump and the other side of the equation. The Trump people are all real scared of media and won't talk to the camera. But once they do, they're pretty informed. Now, about 1 in 6 or 7, maybe 1 in 5, is an InfoWars listener, which scares me, because somebody must be bootlegging T-shirts. I'm not selling that many. And anywhere we go, we see them. So I guess it's our listeners are the politically active people. That's why this is happening. So bravo to everybody out there. We salute you. Anthony Gucciardi is here, about to take over. The new Vitamin Mineral Fusion is in. It will sell out by Monday or Tuesday. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsLife.com. And you are the folks that built InfoWars. Nightly News is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central as well, with the rest of our great crew. But before I hand the baton over, let's just go ahead and go to this video. And then coming up, we also have Kingdom Games, The Passion of Christian Entertainment. And the reason I like this Jakari Jackson report, and I meant to get to it earlier, is there's big articles out from Bloomberg, CNS today, about Christian films aren't just dominating, like The Passion of the Christ 6-7 years ago with 1 billion plus domestically. They're taking over. Christian, libertarian, conservative films to niche markets are good. They're informative. And when the rest of Hollywood's in trouble, they're making money. So it's an example of vote with your dollars for hardcore liberty media, for people that tell the truth, for culture, for non-GMO food, for organic, for good nutraceuticals, whatever it is, while there's still a tiny bit of free market. Getting involved with that, having free choice, will displace all of the garbage. So whether you love Christians or not, that's not the issue. When you support something, when you create a culture, when you back that culture, if it is better, it will supplant the previous forced culture. So that's coming up as well. Very, very important report. But let's go to some of the events there in Appleton, Wisconsin yesterday that Rob Dew witnessed, where actual social justice warriors kept coming over and saying, you're a white male, you're not allowed to speak.
Well, you know what? It's those same people that came, that are putting food on your table, vegetables and everything else, because you...
I grow my own food. Okay. Hey, check yourself, dude.
Patriarchy runs the world, so check your white male privilege.
Okay. Check yourself. What are you going to go on white privilege? Are you a social justice warrior? Are you some kind of white knight now? You're going
to
come to...
No, I'm not claiming to be a white knight.
All right, well, I'm talking to her.
Can we do it?
I'm a Trump supporter, but we can still get along.
Make America love again, right?
Make America love again!
Make America love again!
Make America
love
again!
Make America
love
again!
Make America
love again!
Make America love again!
Everybody, what you're doing is you are harassing the people that are standing in this line to go to this event.
Right.
Okay, we're not, you know, if you want to love everybody, you wouldn't start these kind of things. You wouldn't carry a sign that's just going
to
make
we're
people mad.
We're supporting the people that we love. We're here, like, trying to find out what we believe in.
What is going on with the Democrats?
This is not political. This is not with a political party. I'm here because I'm supporting students of color at Lawrence and the people of color in America and in Appleton and all around that are not, that feel threatened, that don't feel safe because of this exact kind of gathering.
That everything is right, but I think he's got some.
He's trying to build a wall to block out Mexicans.
Why is that?
No. He's not trying to build a wall to block out Mexicans. He's trying to build a wall to block out, to secure the border.
But first, let me take a selfie.
did you hear Saudi Arabia today? They want to have the death penalty for gay people. What do you think of that?
I do not support that. I think if you're going to have the death penalty, you can't just limit the death penalty to a certain group of people. If you're going to have the death penalty, fine. It has to be for everyone. It can't just be for a certain group of people.
Wrong!
What news network are you from? I'm just curious.
It says InfoWars right here.
Don't Trump! Don't Trump! Don't Trump!
The quickest way to clear out a protest.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
What do we want?
Equality!
But first, let me take a selfie.
What do we want? It?
Now!
What do we want?
Equality!
What do we want? It?
Now!
What do we want?
Equality!
When?
Now!
What?
Let me take a selfie.
Hey,
I mean, you can
be good. I'm interrupting. Good. I'm interrupting.
You're not interrupting.
Now you're gonna play you're a Miss Andrews. Got it. All right. Miss Andrews doesn't exist. You hate men. Let's take a man talking down to me, please. Same thing I do to him as I do to you. I gotta go.
There we go. There's the video ending with a nice slow clap. Definitely an interesting summary of some of the anti-Trump protesters. And to me, the craziest part about all of it is that, look, I could argue on both sides of the equation intellectually, not saying I'm the smartest person in the world or the most researched, but I could at least bring some points up. The thing that kills me is when people just throw out buzzwords. They throw out loaded buzzwords they've heard on the news or they've read online, and they say something like, well, you know, he's hateful, he's a bigot, he's whatever it is, and this could be about anyone, not just Trump. And you say, well, give me some real solid reasons to back up what you're saying. And I had this conversation the other day. And what's funny is I'm not even claiming sides. I'm saying give me a solid reason. Give me an example of what you're talking about. And they'll say something like, well, you know, he's a racist. Okay, well, give me an example. What about his policies? Do you agree with his policies? And this is on both sides. My problem is I could go to one of those rallies, and if they asked me, I could, for either side, argue some policy that I support. I could argue some things that he's said specifically that I'm for or against. And it just blows my mind, and I think it's going back hundreds of years in intellectual evolution when it has turned into just screaming like buzzwords at each other and labeling things to where we can't even have a real discussion anymore. And it's one thing if you could say, well, you know, that's a small percentage of the population and they go to these rallies. No, the media has adopted this now because of the clickbait style headlines that go down in the news today. They also just put things in the headlines because they know that people don't read the stories. So they just put things in the headlines like bigot, hate, racist, all that kind of stuff. When the funniest thing about it is the media is most of the time the ones that are the purveyors of hatred and the ones fueling the fire. And that's why we're going to talk about this article. University of North Carolina Diversity Workshop brands beige Band-Aids as white privilege. And I've got some things to say about that. We're also going to talk about a story you're not going to hear in the mainstream media, apparently. And that is about the FBI and Department of Justice investigating a joint investigation into a massive global bribery racket of the oil industry. That and a lot more, and some videos coming up. We'll be right back. This is The Fourth Hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 5505.
Got a bunch of news here, and some of it is so absurd that it feels like I'm reading The Onion. But I'm not reading The Onion, and we're going to have to get to all of it. One of them is, of course, the University of North Carolina Diversity Workshop that rates students based on their white privilege, and they talk about beige band-aids. They have you do a score from 0 to 5, how privileged you are and how like racist you are, and just the total absurdity of it. So we're going to talk about that in a second. Another story, so I had one earlier about this chair that people are buying. I sent all this over to you guys as well, back in the studio there. So this chair is designed to hug you so that you feel like someone is comforting you and maybe someone loves you. And I was just going to talk about that in the state of our culture. And this is from really South Korea, which it's much worse in some ways over there in certain circumstances. But Alex showed me this one. Children now spend less time outside than the average prisoner. A prisoner in their own home. They spend less time outside than the average prisoner. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about this oil racketeering, bribery racket investigation the FBI and the DOJ is on. This is from The Age / Huffington Post. The Fairfax Media and The Huffington Post can reveal the U.S. giant Halliburton and its former subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root are embroiled in the Unioil bribes for contract scandal through their operations in former Soviet states. Man, who knew? There might be some fishy stuff going on with the oil industry. That is just wacky. No, but it's a big deal right now on Reddit that none of the major news companies, CNN, Fox, etc., are covering this story, so we're going to talk about it. And then Leanne also is going to join us. Leanne McAdoo is going to join us in the next segment. I was coming in here to host the show, and she told me she had some really, really good news, powerful news, that coincided with what we're talking about today. So I said, hey, jump on and show us, and she said she's got some really good stuff. But first, before the long segment coming up, I want to get to some of these calls because they sound very interesting. So I want to jump to Luke in Tennessee. He says he's a Democrat voting for Trump. Now, Luke, first, tell me what is on your mind here.
Well, I'm actually a very short-time listener. Thanks for taking my call. And I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with you guys overall with Alex, and I'm impressed with how sharp your audience is. I mean, I'm absolutely genuinely impressed, and I like how you guys push Trump.
Well, you know, thanks. I'm always happy to be invited to join the show here. And look, my question to you is, so you say you're a Democrat who's supporting Trump, and I actually haven't even said I'm supporting anyone, but let me ask you this. Does it shock you to see the anti-Trump protesters, and what I was speaking about earlier, not talking about specific things, not talking about specific policy concerns or any form of intellectual discussion, just screaming racist, screaming bigot, just screaming buzzwords? I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, and just for full disclosure, my mother actually was a longtime supporter for MoveOn.org, which she no longer, you know, is a part of. But I can tell you that as far as that, you don't see, I mean, everybody's going to tell you that you don't see these type of protests. You don't see Trump protesters doing this at a Hillary Clinton rally, but it's deeper than that. I mean, what's funny about it is if the Trump campaign managers would actually maybe call their rallies job fairs, nobody, these people wouldn't even be there, first of all. You know, something like that. But what's funny about it, you said something earlier about that there's no substance. These people are so into the buzzwords. You could probably write an article that said Trump is a racist, smacks African-American woman, and then the body of the article could be about the calorie count in cornflakes. But they would never see that.
You're so right. You're so right. Yeah. And that is the power of the media. That's the power of the media. Even though they are losing control of the narrative, people are smart. People really are smart, okay? People really, really deep down are smart. They're just, a lot of them are busy, they're worn down, they're tired, and they don't have time to read the 600 words in the body of the article. And sometimes the body of the article is deceiving, too, because it'll repeat the headline, and then it'll get down into the minutia. And sometimes it's not until the last paragraph where you can actually read what's going on. But I totally hear you. And the funny thing is, I mean, I would discount this if it were Trump supporters saying, you know, doing the same thing to Hillary. It's just, it's almost Orwellian to where it's newspeak. You can't talk in speaking full sentences. You have to just scream loaded establishment PC style buzzwords and then get mad when someone responds to you. The best to me, and I want to get your thoughts on this too before we hit a break, is when you ask someone like that an intellectual question. Well, what do you think about you know, such and such, and the F you, screw you, you know, you're racist. It's like, whoa. And then get away with that, though, because they say you triggered them, and they say you're racist. What do you think about that as we go to break? Final comment.
Yeah, I mean, it's the easiest thing to do now. I mean, that's the new hip thing. But, you know, maybe kind of bordering on that, one thing that I would like for everybody to know just is that you see these type of people, you know, they're probably professional students. Some of them.
You know what? Hold your point. We're going to come back to you. We've got to head to break. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back.
Oh, it's
the bottom of the hour. Leanne McAdoo's in here. She's got some really powerful news she's going to share with us in a moment. But first, we're going to go back to the caller who was finishing his point. We're going to talk about children now spend less time outside than the average prisoner. So they're prisoners in their own home. And then we wonder, gee, for 80 years, depression rates have just been skyrocketing. That's really absurd. Why are the youth so depressed? It just makes no sense. They're not going outside. They're having their dreams crushed. They're being placed into this facade where you have to go to school, get in debt, work a 9-to-5 that you hate, and basically pay taxes until you die. Why are they so depressed? That's so strange. That's so weird. So we're going to go to this call here in a second. I also like to comment that the first thing Leanne says, not just about her news, is the comment on my face being nice and shiny today. That's because I'm trying out a new product that we may be launching soon. It's a secret formula. So anyway, all right, we're going to go to Luke in Tennessee, who's finishing up his point about the ridiculousness of the anti-whatever protesters, whatever it is, that they just scream buzzwords. They can't have an intellectual conversation. When you talk to them, you say, well, what about, you know, this event or that event? They just say, you're racist, F you.
Xenophobic.
It's crazy. So Luke, finishing up.
Sure.
Go ahead, Luke, with your point.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay, so finishing up, I was thinking about it. You know, in the big shopping malls, the franchise malls, all throughout the United States, maybe like a Simon Mall, for example, you see these signs that says do not group up in larger than five or six people. Have you seen those?
Yes.
I have not, but I believe you. Go ahead.
So the reason they do that is so gangs of people, not racially speaking, just speaking in general, because they know how destructive or stupid.
But see, let me stop you right there, Luke. Hold on. See, no, hold on. You just got a sense of the verbal domination because you said gangs. You said not racially, right? Because think about that for a minute. I wasn't I don't think you're implying any type of race in this. But it's just like we're told Band-Aids are racist and white privilege. The funny thing to me is I'm not racist. I'm not sexist. I am about human empowerment. I genuinely want everyone to succeed. I do not think in those ways. But the problem is when you take children and you have them sit down and you say, you see, this is a black person, this is a white person, this is a male, this is a female. They're different, but they're not, okay? And if you think they're different, you're bad. They're the same. You got it? But they look different. And you got to like that. And they're like, wait, what? I didn't even think about this. My friend has different color skin. I didn't even think about it. Or my friend is, you know, my friend is a female. And they're like, well, those are females. They're different, but you better not think they are. And you're like, wait, what? What?
Or we're all the same.
Right?
We're all equal
until
you try to wear my culture's hairstyle.
And it's like,
I'm gonna attack you.
Yeah, it's like maybe we're having a discussion with Leanne, and I'm like, yeah, I was hanging out with my friend, you know, and she, but not in a sexist way. Like, she's just not, you know, it's like.
Just a friend.
It's
just
a friend. Like, oh. Like,
we've all been brainwashed. We all police our language.
It's absurd because I know that you didn't mean it in that sense. And it's kind of like it's been said before. This isn't my analogy, but it's a beautiful one. If you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're driving your car and there's a stop sign, okay, I'm not telling you to break the law. No. But if you were to just blitz through that stop sign, you know, it's totally safe. You feel something go in the bottom of your gut, don't you? Every time you break the law, you feel something like a control, right? Like a fear. That is an invisible domination. And I'm not saying you should break the law. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's a form of control over you. You've been brought up your entire life that doing that is bad. So now the new form of control is you better not be racist, you better not be sexist, you better not be intolerant, you better not be a bigot or whatever. So we are spending a percentage of our ability, our capacity to express ourselves, policing ourselves. That's never happened before. We are literally policing ourselves for these psychological weird control freaks instead of them doing it for us. Isn't that insane?
Right.
It is because you end up with some kind of robot. I mean, just exactly what's on display up there. You're dealing with some sort of robot because they're not allowed to even express themselves per their own value.
Absolutely.
So, there you have
Luke, thank you for your call. What a great caller. You know why also is it's interesting because he put on there he's a Democrat voting for Trump. And, you know, I'm definitely not a Democrat, but it's interesting to me. I'm from Philadelphia, okay? I'm from a city where guns are the boogeyman. You know, guns are evil. If you even saw a gun, it's like, oh, my word, right? I'm from a city where if you weren't a Democrat at any high level, you were pretty much, you know, pushed away. And it's funny because I'm not, you know, a conservative. I'm just an open, ideologically open individual that looks for common sense on the third party of reality, right? And I think that's what we all should be.
Right.
And it's interesting to me when you can't label something to dominate it because we use labels as a form of domination, right? So let's say we're having a discussion right now and you're presenting me with an ideology that I don't agree with. I could just say, oh, are you conservative? If you were to say yes, I could say, oh, then I just dismiss you right away.
We just disagree.
We just label everything we don't understand and try to put it in a box so we understand it. And then once we understand it, we can pass judgment on it and push it out the window.
Right.
So it's actually a form of control.
And listening and
yeah, exactly. So as soon as we label something, then it's bad, and then we can get rid of it.
Right. But it's interesting. We have a lot of people saying, well, why aren't you for Bernie Sanders? And a lot of us do agree with a lot of the things that he's saying, and we get it why people are so supportive of his message. But that's the point is you have to engage those people as well to have them expand on the economy and how that may or may not work. And it's not... It sounds really good in theory, but how are you going to make it work? And that's where it falls short.
Exactly. In fact, I support a lot of the things that Bernie Sanders is for, and I think most of the listeners would too. He's against the NSA spying.
Right.
He's against a lot of
big
weird
things taking over the economy. And
exactly. He's for a lot of good things. It's just when you get down the rabbit hole and you look at his policy and you say, oh, okay, 90% tax, not a big fan of that. But anyway, let's get into some...
Also, too, the fact if you can just have two girls get up on a podium and shut down your whole speech, I am not really confident in how you're going to run the country and be able to, you know, stand down against something much more scary than two young
I think you're
women.
Being sexist, Leanne.
You're right.
So, we all right, let's talk about some news, and you've got some news, too. So I want you to open up with some of that here in a second, but just to blitz through some. And we're also going to play a very interesting video from Jakari Jackson at some point in this segment, most likely. So this is a big one. Court condemns use of stingray devices. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but basically it's a device that they can, without a warrant, go into your phone, take all of your texts, all of your calls, and monitor everything. And this is big news. In a decision that could have far-ranging implications for Americans' privacy protection from law enforcement, an appellate court has, for the first time, I'm so stupid, I didn't know a word, ruled strongly against the use of controversial stingray devices that covertly track citizens' cellular devices. So, in other words, the police department may not have the ability to look at every single thing you're doing without a warrant anymore.
Huh.
If this continues further on.
Some pesky little constitution.
Now, are you a vegetarian?
Mostly, yes.
Okay. So, here's an interesting piece that was mentioned the other day, too. Are we what we eat? And this is about a study from Cornell University, and they found that gene mutations. So they said, in new evolutionary proof of an old adage, we are what we eat, Cornell University scientists have found tantalizing evidence that a vegetarian diet has led to a mutation that, if they stray from balanced omega-6 to omega-3 diet, may make people more susceptible to inflammation and, by association, increased risk of heart disease and colon cancer. So in other words, being a vegetarian long-term can increase your risk of these things.
Right. There are certain things that will cause inflammation. And
well, I've got my opinion on this. As a vegetarian, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm not a strict vegetarian. I do eat seafood sometimes, at least twice a week, because of the fact that I don't feel nourished, and I don't think I get enough amino acids and things like that unless I'm doing Bragg's or something. It's pretty hard to be a very healthy vegetarian, especially with the way that the micronutrients have been taken out of the soil in general. So even there, you're getting a depletion of the vitamins and minerals, even if you are eating vegetables, simply because the soil, the mineral content in the soil is so poor.
I think the study is too generalized. I think if you're comparing, I think there's a million studies about everything that, you know, argue with each other. But if you're comparing vegetarians versus non-vegetarians, you have to look at what type of things they're eating. I mean, meat, you're eating crappy processed meat with a million different preservatives, chemicals, preservatives. Yeah, you name it. It's going to be a lot different than someone that's like killing the chicken themselves. And then conversely, if you're looking at vegetarians, you know how many vegetarians I know, they're like, oh, I don't eat meat. And then they go home and eat like Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
It's not
like
an advancement of your
substitutes
health.
Substitutes that are just like gluten and sodium and all these, it's like a cardboard, you know, meat substitute, you know, or mac and cheese, and that's their vegetarian, you know.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, you can be unhealthy on both sides of the spectrum.
Exactly. And I think everyone's different. For me, I've tried to eat a vegetarian diet. I've tried it for months. Didn't work for me. I think everyone's a little bit different. It's almost possibly.
I think being ethical about it is what's the key for me. But on the flip side of that, I've got this article about, you know, how much exercise does it really take to burn off something like a Big Mac, and a Big Mac with large fries, Coca-Cola, which is more than all of your daily intake for calories. I mean, the bare minimum you'd have to do is 2.5 hours of cardio, biking, running, and
worth it, right?
Nobody really does that unless you're kind of obsessed with working out, like per day.
And also, I think it's so important to understand. Sure, you're going to maybe burn those calories off, but you know what you can't burn off is all the crap that you're eating, the fillers, the ingredients, if you have an issue with genetically modified organisms, or all of the stuff in there, various chemical substances that you're consuming. You're not going to burn that off, right? You're not going to deadlift
that
out.
Exactly, because your body doesn't know what to do with it, and that is the key with the whole we are what we eat, because you really are what you eat. You're feeding your cells. So if you're feeding your cells dead animals or fake processed things that it's a
chemical
created lab.
What's funny is most of it's not even meat. Actually, I was saying one time, I said McDonald's should label some of their things like chicken nuggets vegetarian, because it's mostly
right.
not even real meat.
Chicken in
and
it.
By the Cornell study, are we what we eat, which is what we talked about earlier. I mean, if you're eating that, then it's saying if you're a vegetarian, there's a concern. Imagine if we apply the are we what we eat to eating McDonald's.
Processed food.
Eating total junk.
Nothing but those things that are stored on the shelf.
Exactly. So what else you got, Leanne? You said you had some interesting news for us today.
Well, on that note, I just thought this was interesting. There's a 78-year-old gym junkie grandma. She can deadlift 245 pounds. So she's a member of Club Fitness, and she's also one of these competing in these competitions. So people have no excuse to not get out there and take care of themselves and do something. I mean, she's lifting more than 180-pound men could lift. I certainly can't deadlift.
She's not being suppressed by sexism.
Yeah. No, she's just out there. But no matter what age you are, you can do something proactive and take care of your health, which I think is pretty cool. On the flip side of that, I will say I have been seeing a lot of articles lately praising anorexic women that are going from anorexia and then they become these bodybuilding competitors. And you think, well, that's great. Now they're being very healthy. But they're sort of trading one extreme food and diet for another.
Well, you know what's funny about all that really sad stuff is that they attack people. There was that huge problem with the protein company that used a model woman, you know, to promote their protein or whatever, saying it had unrealistic standards, right? But the real problem is, okay, the celebrity culture, why does no one talk about that? They talk about how, you know, there's sexism, the Band-Aids are offending people. Women are actually being drove into anorexia because they watch the media culture, which is the establishment culture, which acts like they back the social justice warrior system. But then it's showing all of the models as like 100-pound goddesses with abs. And they're
like a six-pack.
Yes, get rid of the patriarchy. Yeah. And meanwhile, they're being driven to anorexia because they watch all that stuff. But then the same media group get behind the social justice warrior ideology and say, yes, it's your fault, people that are any, you know, supporting anything. It's Trump supporters' fault. It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's totally absurd.
No, I think that's, well, I think that's something that a lot of people really need to pay attention to, because I know there's actually a girl at my gym that I want to go and talk to this girl, but, you know, I don't really know her, but she is clearly anorexic, but now she is like, you know, bodybuilding at the same time. And so there is this sort of a culture on Instagram where people will take pictures and they're ripped and they got a six pack and everything. But obviously we all know the old adage that the camera adds 10 pounds. So you can't tell by looking at these girls that they're actually real thin. And the reason why you can see all of their muscles is because they're not eating properly.
It's just one addiction.
Yeah. It's really frightening. So I would, you know, I hope people kind of, because anorexia is one of those diseases that it's a silent disease and people need to be able to speak out about that unhealthy way that, you know, women are treating themselves.
Absolutely. We don't have time to play the Jhakari Report, do we? But we probably have time for the Watson Report. Guys, you think? Awesome. We're going to check that out for a second. And then we might go to this report by Watson because I wanted to play it. It's interesting about this whole Michelle Fields assault stuff because no one knows the clear picture of what actually went down. But Watson always does these amazing The Truth About Blank videos. So he's going to break down the truth about the Michelle Fields assault. Let's go ahead and watch that video.
The truth about the supposed battery of Breitbart journalist Michelle Fields by Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is that Fields, Lewandowski, and supporters of both are all lying about what happened. Today it was confirmed that Lewandowski had been charged with misdemeanor battery for an incident earlier this month when Lewandowski appeared to grab Fields' arm to prevent her from asking Trump a question. A new surveillance video released by police shows Lewandowski yanking Fields back by the arm. First of all, why are Fields supporters pretending like this is the first time we've seen video of this incident? This video of the incident was released weeks ago, yet was largely glossed over by the media because it contradicted Fields' characterization of what happened. Michelle Fields lied about the incident from the start. She claimed, quote, "Somebody had grabbed me tightly by the arm and yanked me down." The video footage clearly shows that she was pulled back, not yanked down. Fields said, quote, "I almost fell to the ground, but was able to maintain my balance." The video footage clearly shows she did not almost fall to the ground. She also claims that Lewandowski, quote, "aggressively tried to pull me to the ground." The video clearly shows that's not what happened. She also went on television claiming that this was the worst thing to happen to her in her entire life, apart from her father dying.
Well, it feels awful. This has to be, aside from my father's death, the worst experience I've gone through.
Unless Fields has lived a near-perfect utopian life, that's obviously a massive exaggeration. Despite the fact that Fields was obviously completely mischaracterizing the incident, the media bolstered her credibility because it synced with their narrative of demonizing Trump, his staffers, and his supporters as unhinged, violent extremists. Fields told police that she fell back, but caught herself from falling. The video clearly shows she did not fall back. But
all right, well, there you go. There's the video from Paul Joseph Watson up on his YouTube account and on Infowars.com. We'll be right back with some more news and perhaps something very interesting from Leanne. This is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. This is Anthony Gucciardi with Leanne McAdoo. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's
all right, we are back. And, you know, it's actually my fault that I failed to mention to you that Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is, in my view, the most highly advanced multivitamin powder drink mix that's on the market, is on InfoWarsLife.com. It's new. It just came out yesterday. And by the estimations that I was just given, it's probably going to sell out within 1 week, potentially by the weekend. So I'm not sure when it's going to sell out, but now is the time to go to InfoWarsLife.com and get your canister of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's actually right here. The difference between this and what you might find if you, let's say, go to a store, you look online and check out some of the products, is this doesn't just have vitamins that you need, like vitamin C, E, D. It has a whole laundry list of things like amino acids and minerals, biotin, all in plant-derived forms or highly advanced lab forms. And it's sweetened with xylitol. It's called Zivia, and it's a patented form of xylitol that helps protect the teeth, helps to fight cavities. It's not sugar. It's not fructose. It's the real deal. It tastes great. Give it a shot. Try it. It's pretty affordable at InfoWarsLife.com. Let us know what you think. Put it up there on the reviews. And you can also read the reviews for yourself on all the other products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Leanne, what you going to talk about tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News?
Well, we're going to kind of break down all of the rumors of this potential nuclear attack by ISIS and just talk about, it's very interesting that there is a lot of discussion about nuclear warheads and China, North Korea, but as well, just about last year, they reported there was a strange, mysterious break-in at a nuclear facility in the United States, and they reported on it, you know, maybe for a couple days, and then it just completely went away. And then, of course, the U.S. and the U.K. are doing a cyber drill to test the cyber capabilities of an attack on a nuclear facility. So it's pretty interesting. Also about the subversive takeover of our election as well through our schools. So David Knight will be breaking that down with me. But I wanted to go ahead and challenge you, Anthony Gucciardi, to an experience that I would like to do. I've been on this kind of health kick and like self-improvement. One thing that I cannot do is meditate. I just can't. My brain is always going a million miles. Mm-hmm. So something that's supposed to really help you with that is sensory deprivation tanks, flotation pools.
Salt is matching to your body content, and the water is the same temperature as your body, so you kind of don't feel anything. You're floating in an enclosed tank, and there's no light,
there's no sound. You're basically suspended in the air is what you feel like. You're floating through space, and apparently this is one of the best ways to help you reach that stillness.
There's tons of people that say it's amazing. Joe Rogan loves it.
Yeah. I want to go and do a report on it and see how it really is. And, you know, I know you're kind of into that stuff. So.
I will do one with you. Challenge accepted.
All right.
We will go into a sensory deprivation tank and find the meaning of life. Perfect.
Hopefully.
Oh, I've been meaning to do one. I actually bought a couple credits to a place and didn't go. Very interesting stuff. Some of the things we didn't get to are states to dissolve cancer funds accused of misusing funds. It's just been, you know, ongoing for years and years, but at least someone's finally doing something about it. Two cancer charities accused in New York of misusing $75 million in donations for jet ski outings.
Huh.
What do they use it for? Jet ski outings, dating website subscriptions, and other personal spending are being dissolved for all 50 United States in the U.S. Attorney General, or I can't even read that point, attorney of some kind, said on Wednesday.
Wow. It's kind of like the 8 houses that they built for the Haitians following that devastating earthquake with all the millions of dollars in aid they got.
Well, you
got
to go jet skiing sometimes on $75 million in cancer charity donations. Total absurdity. I've been talking about that for years and years and years. Anyway, thanks so much for watching the show. It's been a pleasure to be joined by you guys and hosting the show. Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m. Central. Thanks so much for watching. This is The Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.